Recent polls show President Obama leading Mitt Romney by nearly 30 points here in New York. But as WNYC's Colby Hamilton reports, local Republicans have seen a resurgence that challenges the city's image as a deep blue Democratic safe haven.
On three, one, two, three.
Standing in front of a newly opened Republican campaign office in Brooklyn last week, GOP County Chairman Craig Eaton sounded psyched.
This is an important renaissance here for the Brooklyn Republican Party. We've elected many new Republicans in the last 5 years.
Eaton has reason to feel optimistic.
Let's give a nice round of applause to all of our candidates here.
Since the last presidential election, Republicans in Staten Island, Brooklyn, and Queens have pulled off a number of upset victories. During the citywide elections in 2009, five Republicans won council seats. That more than doubled the number of Republicans in the council. The following year, Tea Party Republicans on Staten Island took back the congressional seat there, and then Bob Turner won the seat that Anthony Weiner abruptly vacated. Republican City Councilmember Eric Ulrich says that a new breed of Republicans is responsible for pushing the party forward.
We are being more aggressive. You know, we're not relying on the county leader and the unions to send out the mailer endorsements, and that should secure victory. In the old days, maybe that's how things happened.
Ulrich was just 24 when he won his seat in 2009. Democratic consultant Hank Shankoff says, contrary to what you might think, newer waves of voters in New York don't have strong ties to the Democratic Party.
Why? Because people are aging out, or they're not generationally relating to the people that are in public office.
32-year-old David Storben's coalition of conservative Catholics, Orthodox Jews, and Russian immigrants in southern Brooklyn helped him win a special election back in March. The margin of victory was just 14 votes.
There's a bunch of 33 or 40 or 24-year-old guys all of a sudden come in with new ideas, who actually want to do something, who are not in the old boys club, who don't know where golf course is, much less how to make deals on the golf course.
Democrats acknowledge there's been a recent wave of Republican victories, but they say it's a small wave and it will soon flatten out. Democratic strategist Scott Levinson.
In virtually every single borough, you have less R's in elected office than you did a generation ago. That's not Manhattan-centric, that's city-centric.
It's great to be surrounded by what have become good friends.
At the Brooklyn GOP campaign office opening, Staten Island Congressman Michael Grimm was pumping up the crowd. Grimm has had to fend off questions about his participation in a GOP midnight swim in the Sea of Galilee. But at the rally in Brooklyn, he was reveling in recent GOP victories.
We are the tip of the spear to push back against liberal craziness that wants.
Republicans say they can continue the streak with wins in state legislative primaries September 13th.
Thank you, Congressman. Next, we have Congressman Bob.
For WNYC, I'm Colby Hamilton.